Poda Rivera Scam, Rs 100 Craw Fraud, Broken Promises, Maharera, Project in Chaos, Illegal Land Deal, Halts Kalyan Homes, Regulatory Failure, Maharera, Project Stalled, Despite Rs 100 Craw Collection, Illegal Land Deal Halts, Kalyan Homes, Unmesh Gujarati Sprouts, News Exclusive. The Poda Rivera housing project in Kalyan is stalled due to an illegal land sale by the builder, who collected over R100 crores from 400-plus homebuyers. Despite a stay order from the charity commissioner, a school is being built on the disputed plot, leaving investors in financial ruin. Maharera faces scrutiny as Rs 100 crore Poda Rivera scam leaves 400-plus homebuyers stranded in Kalyan. A major housing project in Kalyan, promoted by Poda Housing and Development Limited, has become the epicenter of a massive alleged financial scam, leaving over 400 middle-class families in financial ruin and raising serious questions about land title fraud and regulatory enforcement. The Poda Rivera project, registered with Maharera, has been stalled for 3 years after it was revealed the construction land was illegally sold by a trustee of a charitable trust. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has reviewed official complaints and documents that allege the builder collected over Rs 100 crores from buyers while simultaneously mortgaging the disputed land to multiple financial institutions. Despite a stay order from the charity commissioner and abeyance status from Maharera, our investigation confirms that a separate Poda school and college building is being constructed day and night on the same contested plot. This brazen act, alleged to be in contempt of court, is reportedly being ignored by local authorities, including KDMC and MHADA, deepening the crisis for investors who have poured their life savings into the defunct project. Project launch and the genesis of the alleged fraud. The Poda Rivera project was launched in 2019 on Kalyan Murbad Road, promising affordable housing under the PMAY scheme. Spread over 18.8 acres, the project was approved by Maharera, registration number P517023508, and received a commencement certificate from MHADA, granting it an aura of legitimacy. The developer, Poda Housing and Development Limited, projected a vision of 1,384 modern apartments, attracting hundreds of buyers with the promise of possession by 2023. Buyers, including senior citizens and young couples, invested sums ranging from R20-30 lakhs per unit, often leveraging lifelong savings or securing bank loans. However, as the Sprouts News investigation team found, the very foundation of the project was allegedly rotten. Construction ground to a complete halt in 2022 when a title dispute emerged, revealing that the land sale was never legally authorized by the rightful owner, a public trust. A web of financial entanglements and title disputes documents accessed by SEIT reveal a complex web of financial dealings that suggest severe misuse of funds. While the builder collected approximately Rs 100 crores from homebuyers, they also mortgaged the disputed land to Vistara ITCL, India, for Rs 100 crores and to STCI Finance Limited for Rs 75 crores. An additional loan of 150 crores was secured from HDFC Bank. This fundraising spree occurred despite the developer allegedly being aware of the clouded title. The Charity Commissioner Mumbai subsequently stayed all construction activity on the land, affirming the sale's illegality. Maharera was forced to place the project in abeyance, freezing the builder's bank accounts and prohibiting further sales. Yet by then, immense public funds had already been diverted into a project on legally untenable land. Contempt of court and regulatory inaction. In a shocking turn of events, home buyers and local sources report that while their residential towers stand as empty shells, a massive school and college building is being actively constructed on the same disputed plot. This constitutes a potential violation of the Charity Commissioner's stay order and contempt of court. The continued construction has sparked allegations of gross regulatory inertia against the Kalyan Dombivli Municipal Corporation, KDMC, Ulhasnagar Municipal Corporation, and MHADA, who hold the authority to halt unauthorized construction. This inaction has left home buyers questioning the effectiveness of the entire regulatory ecosystem designed to protect them. The human cost lives left in limbo. For buyers like Yogesh Wadhwani, Sandeep Mishra, Raghunandan Mishra, Naresh Bhatia, and Hero Rajai, a 60-year-old resident of Ulhasnagar, the dream of a home has transformed into a nightmare of financial distress. Having paid over lakhs of rupees for booking a flat in Podar Rivera, these buyers are now facing mounting EMIs with nothing to show for it. Their story is one of hundreds. The builder organized parties and site events to pacify us with false promises, even after they knew the project was illegal, a spokesperson for the buyers group told Sprouts SIT. This is a deliberate case of cheating and criminal breach of trust. We are not just fighting for a refund, we are fighting for justice and accountability. Formal complaints and the road ahead. Aggrieved buyers have filed formal complaints under Section 31 of the RERA Act 2016, seeking a full refund with interest at 10.75% per annum and compensation for mental harassment and financial loss. They have also lodged FIRs for cheating and fraud and pushed for an EOW investigation into the misuse of funds. The case now presents a critical test for Maharera's enforcement capabilities. Home buyers are demanding immediate penal action against the developer under Section 61 and 63 of the RERA Act and have threatened to approach the Bombay High Court if no actionable resolution is provided. The outcome will set a significant precedent for tackling real estate fraud and enforcing accountability in India's regulated housing market.